And shall we read Galatians? We'll start at the beginning of chapter 4 and go up to verse 20.
让我们从加拉太书的第四章第一节读起，一直读到二十节。
Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father.
我们为孩童的时候 ，Shall we read one by one or together?、Are we reading together?
Oh, are we? Okay. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那奴弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份，我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。弟兄们，我劝你们要像我一样，因为我也像你们一样，你们一点没有亏负我。你们知道我头一次传福音给你们，是因为身体有疾病，你们为我身体的缘故受试炼，没有轻看我，也没有厌弃我，反倒接待我如同神的使者，如同基督耶稣。你们当日所夸的福气在哪里呢？那时你们若能行，就是把自己的眼睛弯出来给我，也都情愿。这是我可以给你们做见证的。如今我将真理告诉你们，就成了你们的仇敌吗？那些人热心待你们，却不是好意，是要离间你们，叫你们热心待他们。在善事上常用热心待人，原是好的，却不单我与你们同在的时候才这样。我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。我巴不得现今在你们那里改换口气，因我为你们心里作难。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that we have the privilege of opening the scripture together.
父啊，谢谢你给我们特权，一起打开你的话语。
And our prayer, Lord, is that you would meet us in this word.
我们求主在你的话语里与我们相遇。
We want to hear you.
我们要听见你的声音。
We want your ministry to our heart.
我们要求你向我们的心来指教。
And we pray, Lord, that in your goodness and in your faithfulness, you would speak to us.
求主在你的美善，在你的信里面与我们说话。
Lord, we cannot live by bread alone.
我们不能够靠着食物单单活着。
We need your word.
我们需要你的话语。
And we pray that you'd bring revelation to us.
我们求你将启示带给我们。
Give us a spiritual understanding.
给我们有属灵的明白。
An understanding that gives us life.
这一个看见能够使我们明白生活、
And、
生命。
And lifts our heart to you.
也能够把我们的心举起来向着你。
So we trust you for this anointing.
我们求告你，相信你给我们的恩膏。
For speaking, for translating, for hearing your word.
求你恩膏讲的、翻译的和听的。
And we thank you for your faithfulness.
我们谢谢你向着我们的信实。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
祷告是奉耶稣宝贵的名。阿门。
So we remember that the letter to the Galatians is one where Paul is trying to turn the Galatians back to the way that he had originally taught them.
我们记得加拉太书是保罗写给加拉太人，为了要把他们领回到他们原先所听见的福音当中。
Because people had come amongst these believers and were deceiving them.
因为有人进到这群信徒里面来欺骗他们。
And the deception was a religious deception.
这个欺骗是一个宗教性的。
They were trying to bring these people under the Jewish law.
就是说，这些人要把加拉太的信徒带回到犹太人的律法当中。
And of course, this, when it's a religious deception, it's a confusion.
如果是一个宗教性的一个欺骗的话，就会使人很困惑。
If they told these Galatian people to forsake God,
如果这些人跟加拉太的信徒说不要信神了，离弃神，
then they would never have listened to them.
那么加拉太的信徒就根本不会去听从他们。
But what they said to them was, "Oh, the way that you are walking is not quite right."
但是这些人对加拉太的信徒说，你们跟从神的这条路不大对。
So it was like just a small change.
所以你们需要做一点小小的改变。
But the small change was going to take them a long way off.
但是这个小小的改变会将他们远远的带得偏离神。
So Paul has written this letter to turn them back to the way.
所以保罗就写下这封书信，要把信徒带回到原先的那条路上。
Now these Galatians are very well taught.
这些加拉太人，他们是被教导得很好。
You know, we read this letter and we have some difficulty understanding some things.
我们今天读加拉太书的时候，还有些东西不明白。
There are references to this and to that, and we think, what is he talking about?
有些引用的话我们不明白。
But the Galatians understood.
但是加拉太人他们明白。
You know, when we find the scripture difficult,
当我们发现经文很难懂的时候，
it may be because our minds are not as well taught as they ought to be.
可能就是因为我们没有被教导的好。
So Paul has much to say to the Galatians.
所以保罗在这封信里有很多要告诉加拉太的信徒。
And what is his message?
他的主要的信息是什么？
His message is Jesus Christ.
他的信息就是耶稣基督。
Now that might seem too simple.
可能对你来说这个太简单了。
But really, if we understand it, that is the message.
但是当我们真正明白这个中心的信息的时候，
Look at chapter 3 and verse 1.
在三章第一节。
O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified.
三章一节，无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
So what he's saying is, if you can see Jesus Christ crucified, how can you possibly go astray?
保罗说的就是，如果你已经看见耶稣基督为你钉十字架了，你怎么可能又离开他呢？
Do we understand what he means by that?
我们明白保罗的意思吗？
When we see the Lord Jesus crucified,
当我们看见耶稣基督被钉十字架，
we ask the question, why was he crucified?
我们会问为什么他被钉十字架呢？
Was he defeated by his enemies?
是因为他的仇敌胜了他吗？
Was he just giving us an example of patient suffering?
还是他给我们彰显出一副非常忍耐的画面？
Of course, it's neither of those.
都不是的。
He was crucified as the Lamb of God.
他被钉十字架，就是神的羔羊。
He became sin for us.
为了我们，基督成为罪。
He is the sin offering.
他是那个赎罪祭。
He bore our sins.
他承担了我们的罪。
Would he have done this if there was another way?
如果有另外一个解决的办法，基督会不会上十字架呢？
God loves his people.
神爱他的百姓。
He wants to rescue his people.
神要拯救他自己的子民。
How can he rescue them?
神怎么来拯救他们？
How can he save them?
神怎么来救他的百姓呢？
The only way was the death of the Lord Jesus.
唯一的办法就是主耶稣基督的死。
If there was another way,
如果有另外一条出路的话，
then the Lord Jesus would not have needed to die.
那么主耶稣就不需要死。
But there was no other way.
但是没有别的路。
It was by that death alone that we could be rescued.
只有死，我们才会被拯救。
And when we see him die,
所以当我们看见他死的时候，
what part do I have?
跟我们有什么关系呢？
What can I add to his death?
我可以加上点什么，在他的死以外再添些什么呢？
If the highest price possible,
如果最昂贵的价格，
If the highest price has been paid,
最昂贵的代价已经被付了，
What can I pay?
我能付上些什么呢？
I can pay nothing.
我什么都不能付。
I can add nothing.
我不能添上什么。
I can do nothing.
我也不能做什么。
All I can do is receive the gift.
我所能做的就是接过那一个礼物来。
All I can do is trust in him.
我所能做的就是信靠他。
He has done it.
他已经做成了。
I can trust in him.
我可以信靠他。
And I receive a gift.
所以我收到这一件礼物。
This gift is given to me.
这件礼物是给我的。
What is a gift?
礼物是什么意思？
If you go to work,
如果你去工作，
and you work all week,
你工作一整个星期，
and at the end of the week, your employer says to you, I have a gift for you.
然后一个星期以后，你的雇主说，我有件礼物给你，
and they give you your wages.
然后他们就把你的工资给了你。
You say, this is not a gift.
你说这不是礼物。
I worked for this.
这是我赚的。
I earned this.
这是我工作得来的。
Don't call this a gift.
这个不能算作是礼物。
It's not a gift.
这不是礼物。
But a gift.
而礼物呢？
Is unearned.
是不是你赚来的？
We have a salvation.
我们有救恩。
Which is unearned.
不是我们赚来的。
Which is by grace.
是靠恩典得来的。
Grace is a gift.
这个恩典就是一件礼物。
No merit.
我们没有什么好处在里面。
A gift.
这是一件礼物。
Who does not like to receive a gift?
谁不愿意接受礼物呢？
And if God gives a gift,
但是如果神给你一件礼物，
What sort of gift might he give?
他会给你什么样的礼物呢？
You know, a poor man gives a gift.
你知道一个贫穷的人如果给你一件礼物，
It's a poor man's gift.
那是一个穷人的礼物。
A rich man gives a gift.
如果一个有钱人给你一件礼物，
oh, he can give you a car.
他可能送你一辆车。
Perhaps he'll give you a house.
或者送你一幢房子。
It's a rich man's gift.
因为他是富人给你的礼物。
What gift would God give?
那么神会给我们什么样的礼物？
The grace of God.
神的恩典。
Gives a gift.
他给你一件礼物。
And the gift is his son.
他的礼物就是他的儿子。
Who bore our sin,
他的儿子承担了我们的罪。
To be our life.
成为我们的生命。
So this is our salvation.
所以这就是我们的救恩。
It is by grace.
这救恩是从恩典来的。
Which we lay hold of by faith.
是我们靠着信心去得到的。
And this salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ.Only.
这个救恩只有在耶稣基督里面。
This is what the Galatians had been taught.
这就是加拉太人所受的教导。
So Paul said to them, "How can you be deceived?"
所以保罗对他们说，你们怎么又会受迷惑了呢？
You have seen Jesus Christ crucified.
你们已经看见耶稣基督为你们钉十字架。
You know why he died.
你知道他为什么死？
How can you turn aside?
你们怎么又转去了呢？
So we come in our progress.
所以我们从这里一直往前。
As we've been reading Galatians.
在我们读加拉太书的过程中
And he says, you are not little children now.
他说你们现在不是小孩子
But before God, you are sons.
在神的面前你们是儿子了
And we remember what it means to be a son of God.
我们记得吗做神儿子意味着什么
It doesn't simply mean that you have been born of God.
并不是说你只是从神生的。
But it means you've come to of age.
但是你他的意思是你已经成年了。
You're now grown up.
现在你长大成人了。
And we remember in Philippians.
我们记得在腓立比书。
In Philippians and chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
And verse 20.
第二章二十节
Paul said that he's going to send Timothy, for I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state, for all seek their own and not the things which are of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21.
腓立比书二章二十到二十一节讲到保罗要你们知道提摩太的名正他信望福音与我同劳待我像儿子待父亲一样
And verse 22 But you know his proven character that as a son with his father he served with me in the gospel
二十一到二十二节别人都求自己的事并不求耶稣基督的事但你们知道提摩太的名正他信望福音与我同劳待我像儿子待父亲一样
So you see, Timothy was a mature Christian.
提摩太是一个成熟的基督徒
Of course, Paul was much older.
当然保罗比他更年长
Much more experienced.
比他更多的有经历
But Timothy was somebody that Paul could really rely upon.
但是对于提摩太保罗可以完全的依靠他
And he didn't care about himself, he cared for what was of Jesus Christ.
他不只顾着自己他顾着主耶稣基督所顾的事情。
So Paul says he's like a son with his father.
所以保罗说提摩太待我像儿子待父亲一样。
The two of them together.
这两个人他们一起。
Not just a little kid with his father.
不是一个爸爸牵着一个小孩子。
But a son.
而是一个儿子。
And this is the picture Paul uses of the believers.
这个图画就是保罗用来表明信徒的。
What sort of relationship has the Lord Jesus brought you into by his death and his resurrection?
主耶稣基督藉着他的死和他的复活把你带进了与他怎样的一个关系里呢?
He's brought you to sonship.
他把你带进一个儿子的关系里面
That you are close to your God
使得你与神是非常的亲密
You are loved by your God
你被神所爱
You are sons of God
你是神的儿子
And so in verse 7 of chapter 4 Therefore you are no longer a slave but a son And if a sonthen an heir of God through Christ.
所以四章七节说可见从此以后你不是奴仆乃是儿子了既是儿子就靠着神为后嗣。
Remember the Lord Jesus said to the disciples, I no longer call you servants, but I have called you friends.
记得主耶稣对他的门徒说我从今以后不再叫你们为仆人我称你们为朋友。
This is our calling.
这就是神对我们的呼召。
And this is the gift of God.
这也是神赐给我们的礼物。
Now, Galatians in chapter 8, chapter 4 and verse 8.
加拉太书第四章第八节。
But then indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not God's. But now, after you have known God, or rather, are known by God, how is it?That you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements which you desire again to be in bondage.
但从前你们不认识神的时候是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。现在你们既然认识神更可说是被神所认识的怎么还要归回那奴诺无用的小学情愿再给他做奴仆呢?
He said, you were pagans.
他说你们之前是异教徒。
And you served idols.
你们是服侍偶像的。
But now you've known God.
现在你们知道神了。
But then he says, rather, you are known by God.
当然更可以说是你们被神所认识。
And we shouldn't think that he's saying that God knows you because God knows everything.
我们不应该这样理解，以为神认识你，因为神认识世间所有的一切事物。
But they are known by God because He has saved them.
他们之所以被神认识，是因为神拯救了他们。
Remember, the Lord Jesus said, "Many will come to me in that day, saying, 'Lord, Lord.'"
记得主耶稣曾经说过，到那日有很多人要到我这里来说，主啊，主啊。
And I will say to them, "I never knew you."
然后主要对他们说，我从来就不认识你们。
But God will not say that of these Galatians.
但是神不会不拯救这些的加拉太人。
They are known by God.
他们是神所认识的。
They are His children.
他们是神的儿女。
But do they know Him?
但是这些人认识神吗？
How is it that you are turning again to the weak and beggarly elements? What is he talking about?
怎么还要回到那奴弱无用的小学？这是什么意思呢？
He's talking about the law.
保罗在这里是讲到律法。
And many people reading this think, what is it? Why is he speaking like this?
很多人读到这里就不明白说这是什么意思。
Because the law was given by God.
因为律法是神所赐的。
And in other places, Paul says the law is holy, just, and good.
在另外一处圣经说，保罗说这个律法是圣洁的，是正直的，是美善的。
But here, Paul is calling the law weak.
但是这里保罗却称那些律法为奴诺的，无用的。
It has no strength.
是非常软弱的。
And beggarly.
是没有用的。
Which means it can't give you anything, it's going to take from you.
就是说这个律法不能给你什么，相反还要从你那里得到什么。
Why is he using this sort of language about the law?
为什么保罗要用这些字眼来描述律法呢？
He says in verse 10, you observe days and months and seasons and years.
第十节说你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份。
Why is he speaking like this?
为什么保罗要说这些呢？
Because there is a certain characteristic of the law.
因为在律法当中有一个特点。
Even though the law is given by God,
就算律法是神给人的。
It is earthly.
它是属地的。
It is of the earth.
是跟地上的事物有关的。
It uses shadows and pictures.
这是用到一些的图片，一些的影子。
It involves holy days.
在律法里面有圣日。
Geographical places.
有一些地理上的地方。
The offering of animals.
有献祭的事情。
The giving of gifts.
有献上供物的事情。
All these things are of the earth.
所有这些事情都是与地上的活动有关的。
Now, if that's the characteristic of the law,
如果这些只是律法的特点的话，
What is the characteristic of our salvation?
那我们的救恩它的特点在哪里呢？
What is the contrast?
这里面的对比在哪里？
The contrast, the movement, one can say, from the old covenant of the law to the new covenant is not a horizontal movement.
这个从旧的律法到旧的约定到新的约定的这一个转变，不是一个水平面的转变，
But it's a vertical movement.
而是一个垂直面的转变。
It is heavenward.
是从上的，是到天上去的。
The law from God was for the earth.
神给人的律法是水平面的，是地面的。
But the grace of God.
但神的恩典
the gift of God,
神给我们的礼物
the salvation that is in Christ,
神给我们在基督里面的救恩
lifts us up,
把我们会一下子提升到
into the heavenlies.
提升到天上。
And this is where we belong.
那里是我们所属于的地方。
This is what man was created for.
这是我们人受造的目的。
Do you know that?
你明白吗？
Everybody knows the Garden of Eden.
我们每个人都知道伊甸园。
What is the Garden of Eden?
伊甸园是什么？
If you look in children's books,
如果你看儿童书，
the picture of the Garden of Eden is a pretty place.
那个关于伊甸园的图片就是一个很美丽的园子。
And they have cute animals and rabbits and things like that jumping around.
里面有很可爱的动物，兔子啊什么的跳来跳去。
And this is the Garden of Eden.
这就是伊甸园。
Nothing more than a pretty place.
只不过是一个很美丽的地方。
But that's not the Garden of Eden.
但那个并不是伊甸园。
The Garden of Eden was the meeting place of heaven and earth.
伊甸园的真正意思是天与地的相会的地方。
In the Garden of Eden,
在伊甸园
里
有一棵生命树。
It's a strange place.
这是一个很奇妙的地方。
We look at the Garden of Eden and say, I don't understand this.
我们看着伊甸园说我不懂，我不明白。
What is the tree of life?
生命树是什么意思？
What is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
分别善恶树又是什么意思？
What is this, the Lord walking around here?
神在那个园子里走来走去，什么意思？
What is this serpent who speaks?
然后这条蛇又会讲话。
It's a strange place.
真的是很奇怪的一个地方。
And the strangeness is because in that place,
然而在那一个地方
was something of the heavenly,
有属天的东西
and something of the earthly,
也有属地的东西
and God created that place and put man there.
神创造了这样一个地方又把人安置在其中
because though we are his creation,
因为虽然我们是他的受造之物
yet his desire,was that we should partake of the heavenly.
神的心意却是要我们与他一同的参与天上的属天的事物。
So when the man is driven out of the garden,
所以当人被赶出伊甸园以后，
then we understand everything.
然后我们就明白这所有的一切。
Because then we see jealousy, anger, murder, and we feel at home.
我们就看见那些妒忌啊、谋杀这些的事物。
This is what we're used to.
这些是我们现在所熟悉的
Not the garden.
而不是伊甸园
But then one man came,
然后有一个人来了
and he walked amongst us.
他行走在我们的中间
and when we looked upon that man,
我们看着这个人
we saw the meeting place of heaven and earth.
从他身上我们看到天与地相会的地方
That man, of course, is the Lord Jesus.
这个人就是主耶稣基督
And he is the man.
他就是那一个人。
He is God's desire for humanity.
他是神为向着人所设计的那一位救主。
He is the last Adam.
他是末后的亚当。
And just as Adam produced the human race.
就好像亚当他生出了很多的人类。
From the Lord Jesus.Comes a new humanity.
从主耶稣底下生出了一个新的族类。
And this humanity,
而这一个新的族类
is at the meeting place of heaven and earth.
就是在天与地相会的里面。
This humanity is to be indwelt by the Spirit of God.
这一个新的族类，它的里面是有神的灵住在他们里面。
So that Paul calls the law weak and beggarly.
所以保罗把律法叫做是奴诺无用的小学。
And in verse 11 he says, I am afraid for you lest I have labored for you in vain.
11节说我为你们害怕唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。
And in verse 19,
19节
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again,Until Christ is formed in you.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
So here we see what our salvation is all about.
现在我们看到我们所受的救恩是关于什么事情？
Salvation is not simply a ticket to heaven.
救恩不只是一个进天堂的门票。
Our salvation begins as when the Lord Jesus bore our sin.
我们的救恩是从主耶稣基督承担我们的罪开始。
But the purpose of God,
神的目的
is that Christ should be formed in us.
是要基督成形在我们心里。
That we should be changed.
就是我们要被改变。
And that we should be like Him.
改变成像他的样子。
This is what it is to be a son of God.
这是成为神儿子的目的。
Christ formed in you.
就是基督成形在你的心里。
And remember in chapter 3.
记得吗？在第三章里面。
And verse 3. Galatians chapter
3
verse 3. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect?By the flesh?
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
So here we see how important it is that we understand our salvation.
这里我们就看到，你要清楚明白你的救恩是多么的重要。
We say, well, I have begun.
你说我已经入门了。
I've believed in the Lord Jesus.
我相信主耶稣了。
I've put my trust in him.
我信靠他了。
I've been born again.
我重生得救了。
So, I've been saved.
好了，我被得救了。
I'm not saved by my good works.
我不是靠我的好行为得救。
I'm saved by grace alone.
我是靠他的恩典得救。
Through faith alone.
也靠我的信心。
By Christ alone.
也是在基督里面。
Wonderful.
很好。
But how are you continuing?
但是你接着怎么走下去呢？
Having begun in the Spirit,
你靠圣灵入了门。
How do we continue?
我们如何继续的成全？
And the answer is in the Spirit.
答案就是在圣灵里面。
By grace alone.
也是靠着恩典。
Through faith alone.
唯独靠着信心。
By Christ alone.
唯独在基督里面。
That's how we continue also.
我们这样来继续走这条路。
Because the purpose of God.
因为神的目的。
Is that Christ should be formed in us.
神的旨意是要基督成形在我们里面。
In verse 12, Paul says, Brethren, I urge you to become like me, for I am like you. You have not injured me at all.
十二节说，弟兄们，我劝你们要像我一样，因为我也像你们一样，你们一点没有亏负我。
We read in these verses, Paul's pain.
我们看到保罗里面的痛苦。
We don't know exactly what happened.
我们不知道具体发生了什么事情。
But when he was in Galatia, he was sick.
但是当他在加拉太的时候，他身体有病。
And either the sickness caused him to remain, or but whatever it was, he was sick.
是因为他的疾病使得他继续的留在加拉太，或什么别的原因，我们不知道，但是他仍然在加拉太。
And at that time and in that culture, if a person was sick and obviously, if he was sick, then this was a very unattractive thing. And certainly for a man to be speaking about the blessing of God while he was sick, for most people was a contradiction.
在当时那个时代和文化当中，如果有一个人生病了，这个不是一件很好的事情，特别是当他还要传讲神的恩典，那么所听的人就不会太在意。
But when the Galatians saw Paul, they didn't turn away from him.
但是当加拉太人看见保罗生病的时候，他们非但没有嫌弃他。
They didn't reject him.
他们没有拒绝他。
But he says, you received me as an angel or a messenger of God, even as Christ himself.
而是接待保罗如同神的使者，甚至如同基督耶稣。
And why did they receive him like that?
为什么他们如此的来接待保罗呢？
Because of the blessing of the gospel that he brought to them.
是因为保罗所带给他们福音。
So he says in verse 15, what then was the blessing you enjoyed?
所以十五节里面说，你们当日所夸的福气在哪里呢？
For I bear you witness that if possible you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me.
那时你们若能行，就是把自己的眼睛剜出来给我，也都情愿。
But there were others there.
但是在那里也有别的人。
And they were undermining Paul.
他们就在抵挡保罗。
They were speaking against Paul.
他们所讲的与保罗的相对。
And they were trying to get these believers in Galatia to listen to them and to follow them.
他们想让那些好的加拉太的信徒不信保罗，反而相信他们所传的。
But Paul's burden is my little children.
而保罗的负担就是我的小子啊。
For whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
So, what are we seeing here?
我们在这里看到了什么？
That there is an ongoing work that needs to be happening in the life of believers.
我们看到在基督徒的生命里面不断地有他们所需要做的工作。
And this work does not happen when we are only focused on outward things.
而这个工作就如果我们只是定睛在自己所做的好事上面，这个工作没有办法进行下去。
The law is outward things.
这个律法是一个外面的事情。
You know, you went to Jerusalem.
你走去耶路撒冷。
You offered your gift.
你在那里献上供物。
You stopped working on the Sabbath.
你在星期六，在安息日停止你的工作。
And we all know that anybody could do that.
我们知道任何一个人都有能力做到这些。
Who can't stop working? Anybody can do that.
你难道不能停止工作吗？每个人都可以。
Who can travel to Jerusalem? Anybody can do that.
谁可以旅行到耶路撒冷去？每个人都可以做到。
It's an outward thing.
这些都是一个显露在外面的事情。
Regardless of what's in your heart, you can do the outward thing.
不管你内心的境况是怎么样的，你都可以去做到外面看得见的事情。
But by simply doing the outward thing,
但是如果你仅仅是去做到外面的事情，
without the inward thing,
而没有顾到你内心的情况，
there's nothing.
等于没有，什么都没有。
And for us as Christians,
我们基督徒，
the emphasis is always the inward.
我们所注重的焦点永远都是里面的事情。
What's in the heart?
我们心里面的是什么？
What is your life?
你里面的生命是怎么样的？
You know, I could say, what is your life?
你可以说，你的生命是怎么样的？
I ask the question, what is your life?
我问你，
And you answer me.
我问你，你的生命是怎么样的？然后你就说，
You answer me. I go to the meeting.
你就说我是去聚会的。
I sing the hymns.
我唱诗。
I attend.
我聚会，参加会议。
And I go to the prayer meeting.
而且我还去祷告聚会。
Good.
很好。
It's outward.
但这些是外面的。
The real answer to the question, what is your life?
而那个真正的回答你里面的生命是怎么样的，这个回答应该是怎么呢？
It's what you are.Not what you do.
是关于你的属性，你是什么，而不是你做了什么。
What sort of person are you?
你是一个怎样的人？
Are you spiritually minded?
你是注重属灵的事吗？
Does prayer come naturally to you?
你的祷告是自发的吗？
Is your life a life of devotion to the Lord from the heart?
你的生命是从心里面向神来委身吗？
What's the inner life?
你里面的生活是怎么样的？
What's the heart?
你的心里面想的是什么？
You know, they say sometimes what you really are is what you are in private.
有时候他们说你里面真正是怎么样的人是从你一个人的时候看出来的。
When no one's watching.
就是没有人在你旁边的时候。
When no one sees.
没有人看见你在做什么的时候。
Then what are you?
然后你所表现出来的就是你真实的一个人。
Actually, you can take it in steps.
当然你可以一步一步的去想。
You've got what you are in public.
你有一个在公众面前的一个形象。
Pay no attention to that.
你不需要去注视。
What are you at home?
你在家里面是表现出来是怎么样一个人？
That's different.
那个可能不一样。
At home, we are much more ourselves.
在你的家里面，你所表现的更接近你的真实的一个人。
So to know what sort of person you are, ask the person you live with.
所以要知道你到底是怎么样一个人，就问那一个跟你住在一起的人。
You know, in public I'll say, well, very sweet.
你知道在公众的场合里你可能说哇我是一个非常可爱的人。
At home?
在家里呢
The claws come out.
你的爪子就伸出来了。
Anger, impatience.
会发怒会没有耐性。
Laziness, selfishness.
懒惰自私。
And then the next step.
然后再进一步。
In private.
你一个人的时候。
Nobody's watching.
周围没有一个人看见你。
You're in a cabin by yourself for a week on holiday.
你在一个仓房里面一个星期都是你一个人独处。
Only you.
只有你一个人。
What sort of person are you?
那么你是怎样一个人呢？
We want to be transformed.
我们想被改变。
We want Christ in our life.
我们要基督进到我们的生活里。
We want to walk as he walked.
我们想像他一样的生活。
We want to live as he lived.
我们想像他一样的那样。
We want to be the blessing that he is.
我们想像他一样成为别人的祝福。
How are we going to be transformed?
那我们怎么才能被改变？
Paul has the answer.
保罗有一个答案。
It is understanding the death of the Lord Jesus.
就是明白神的神儿子的死。
And understanding the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
是明白基督耶稣的复活。
And seeing the grace of God in this.
然后在这两件事情上看到神的恩典。
And standing in it.
然后在这两件事情上站立得住。
And boasting in it.
站立起来
and rejoicing in it.
也为之而欢呼喜乐
Nothing of what I am.
并不是没有跟我是谁没有关系
All of what he is.
主要我们定睛在他是谁
Have we got a few more minutes? What is it? 5 minutes.
再五分钟
Let us quickly read.
让我们来很快的
to the end of the chapter. Well, let me. You will have read to the end of the chapter.
No, if we stop 20.
Paul, in the rest of this chapter, says, "Okay, you want to be under the law? Well, hear the law."
保罗说在。在第四章接下来二十一到最后保罗说你想要做律法以下的人吗这就是律法
Abraham had two sons
亚伯拉罕有两个儿子
The first was Ishmael
一个是以实玛利
And the second was Isaac
第二个是以撒
Why was Ishmael born?
为什么以实玛利会出生呢
Because they didn't believe God
因为他们不信神
God had promised a son
神应许他们要生一个儿子
Sarah said, I can't have a son.
撒拉说我生不出了。
Take my maid.
用我的使女吧。
And so Ishmael was born through unbelief.
所以以实玛利是因着人的不信而出生的。
But then Isaac was born.
然后以撒的出生。
Because God promised a son.
是因为神应许他要生一个儿子。
And if God promises, God can perform.
如果神应许了，神就能够实行。
So Isaac was born of Sarah.
所以撒拉生了以撒。
And Paul says, look at these two sons.
所以保罗说，你看这两个儿子。
This son was born through unbelief.
这个儿子是因为不信而出生的。
Through human wisdom.
是按着人的血气，人的智慧。
Isaac was born because of God's promise.
但是以撒出生是因为神的应许。
These are a picture of two covenants.
这就是一幅图画，你看到两个约。
The old covenant.
那个旧约。
Of the earth.
是属地的。
The new covenant.
新约。
God's promise.
是神的应许。
The old covenant, he said, this refers to the Jews as they now are.
旧约说这些是代表了犹太人。
This is Jerusalem.
是耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem was the city of God.
耶路撒冷是神的城。
Jerusalem was the place God was the picture of God dwelling amongst His people.
耶路撒冷是一幅神住在他子民当中的图片。
So this son born of the flesh, he said, is Jerusalem is like that.
所以那个从血气而出生的儿子就是预表了耶路撒冷。
But he said, we have been born by promise.
但是他说我们却是因着应许。
We belong to Isaac.
我们是属于以撒的。
Isaac is a picture of us.
以撒就是我们的图片。
And our Jerusalem is not upon the earth.
我们的耶路撒冷不是在地的耶路撒冷。
But ours is the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们是在天上的耶路撒冷。
God dwelling amongst his people.
神住在他的百姓当中。
Not a picture, but a reality.
不是一个图片形象，而是一个事实。
Jerusalem above.
天上的耶路撒冷。
Is free.
是自主的。
This is us.
这就是我们。
Now he says, look at those two boys.
他说你看看这两个儿子。
Ishmael and Isaac.
以实玛利和以撒。
Do you see the conflict between them?
你看到他们之间的争斗吗？
He says there is conflict between them.
他们中间是有矛盾的。
And what was God's answer to this conflict?
而这个争斗神的回答是什么呢？
Not compromise.
不要去妥协。
But cast out.
但是把他赶出去。
Cast out.
把他赶出去。
It's one or the other.
不是这一个就是那一个。
There is no compromise.
没有妥协。
And this is the message.
这就是这一段的信息。
Are we going to grow in Christ?
我们在基督里面要成长吗？
Are we going to be a blessing in the world?
我们要成为这世界的祝福吗？
Are we going to be transformed?
我们要被改变吗？
Then it's going to be by a life lived in the Spirit.
那就要靠着我们住在圣灵里面的那一个生命。
It's going to be by a life which every day stands upon the promise of God, the grace of God in the Lord Jesus.
这一个生命是每天站在信心里面，站在神的恩典和主耶稣基督里面的。
And it never ever goes back to merely outward things.
这个生命从来也不可以回去为了只是为了外表做到一些的事情。
It never goes back to merely earthly things.
从来也再也不会回到属地的世界，属地的标准里面。
So what is the Lord's message to us?
所以今天主给我们的信息是什么？
How do you feel?
你怎么感觉？
You can say, well, I feel weak.
你可以说我感觉我很软弱。
I don't think I can live like that.
我不认为我可以这样的过下去。
I'm just an ordinary Christian.
我是一个非常普通的基督徒。
I can't live that faith-filled life.
我活不出那样充满信心的生活。
I feel empty.
我觉得里面很空。
I feel barren.
我觉得我里面很荒凉。
What's the Lord's message?
那主给你的信息是什么？
Verse 27.
27节。
Rejoice, O barren.You who do not bear, break forth and shout, you who do not labor. For the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband.
27节，不怀孕，不生养的，你要欢乐；未曾经过产难的，你要高声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的，比有丈夫的儿女更多。
This is a quotation from Isaiah 54.
这一段是从以赛亚书五十四章。
Isaiah 54 follows Isaiah 53.
五十四章是跟着五十三章来的。
Isaiah 53 speaks of the death of the Lord Jesus.
以赛亚书五十三章讲到耶稣的死。
Isaiah 54 speaks of the fruit of that death.
五十四章就讲到主神儿子之死所带来的果实。
Rejoice.
你要欢乐。
Rejoice. This is the message to Sarah.
这一个信息是给撒拉的。你要欢乐。
Sarah said, I am barren.
撒拉说，我是不生养的。
I can have no child.
我不能怀孕。
But there was a promise.
但是神给他一个应许。
God says, "Rejoice, O barren."
神说不怀孕不生养的
you
你要欢乐。
You who do not bear, break forth and shout.
未曾经过产难的，你要高声欢呼。
This is the message of the Lord to us.
这也是神给我们的信息。
I know it's not very Chinese.
我知道这个很 不是很中国化。
But the Scripture says we should shout for joy.
但是经上说你们要高声欢呼
Not because of what we are,
不是因为我们是什么
but for his promise,
而是为着他的应许
the promise,
他所应许我们的
the grace of God,
神的恩典
the power of God,
神的大能
that's in the gospel,
在经上所记的
Let's pray.
请我们祷告
Lord, we do ask you that you would fill our hearts with the joy that belongs to your children.
主，我们实在求你将你的欢乐来填满，来充满在我们里面，因为我们是你的儿女。
You are a fountain of joy.
你是那个喜乐的泉源。
And you turn our mourning into dancing.
你是你把我们的悲哀变成欢呼。
Lord, you named Isaac laughter.
主，你给以撒起名叫喜乐。
The child of promise.
他是你的应许之子。
We bless your holy name.
我们称颂你的名。
Lord, make us a people who laugh for joy.
也让我们成为一个为着主而欢笑喜乐的子民。
Standing in your grace.
能够站立在你的恩典当中。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣宝贵的名。阿门。